poll, Joe Biden's lead in Minnesota slips to 6 points. By Michael Patrick Leahy on October 23, 2020. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's lead over President Donald Trump in Minnesota has slipped to 6 points, according to a poll released by KSTP/SurveyUSA on Thursday. The former vice president leads Trump 48% to 42%, according to the poll of 625 likely voters, which was conducted between October 16 and 20 and has a margin of error of 5 points. KSTP reported. Although Biden retains a lead in Minnesota, it has slipped just a bit since early September. On September 9, his lead was 49% to 40% and on October 10, his lead was 47% to 40%. The trend is important, says Carleton College political analyst Stephen Shire. Trump has been improving. 4 years ago, Clinton was ahead by 10 points and ended up winning by 1.5%, Shire says. Biden is up by 6 points, and I think Democrats have to be worried about that. In 2016, President Trump narrowly lost the state's 10 Electoral College votes by 44,000 votes to Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. The state has not voted for a Republican presidential candidate since 1972. The same poll found that in the U.S. Senate race, GOP challenger Jason Lewis faring slightly better against his Democratic opponent, Senator Tina Smith, DMM, than Trump is doing against Biden. Lewis trails Smith by 1 point, 43% to 42%, which is within the poll's margin of error. A breakdown by age group shows Biden holds a 19-point advantage over Trump among voters age 65 and older, 55% to 36%, which accounts for Biden's overall lead. Lewis performs better against his Democratic opponent among voters age 18 to 34 than Trump does against Biden. 39% of younger voters support Senator Smith, while 33% support Lewis. A whopping 22% are undecided. It is a very different story among younger voters in the choice between Trump and Biden. 53% of voters age 18 to 34 support Joe Biden, while 36% support Trump. Only 5% of younger voters are undecided in the presidential race. When asked who would be better for the economy, 48% of poll respondents said Trump, while 40% said Biden. When asked who would keep you safer, 47% of poll respondents said Biden, while 43% said Trump. Any movement toward Trump in Minnesota over the past 6 weeks has to be immediately qualified with the words, may or may not be statistically significant, analysts from SurveyUSA said in a statement released along with the poll. But what we can say with some confidence is, they're no MN mojo. 6 weeks ago, SurveyUSA had Biden 9 points atop Trump, 49% to 40%. 2 weeks ago, Biden's support softened, Trump stayed flat. So Trump was able to draw within 7 points, 47% to 40%. SurveyUSA observed at that time that the movement may or may not have meaning. Now, the newest data point, from today, Biden 48%, Trump 42%. Trump is within 6 of Biden, which in fairness may be a sign of the contest tightening ever so slightly here, but may not. The poll-on-poll movement is just too small to say anything with confidence, except that the Democrats do not have either of Minnesota's top ticket races sewn up. In suburban MN today, Trump leads by 6 points, just as he does statewide. But what is significant is that 6 weeks ago, Biden led in the suburbs by 17 points. Among lower-income Minnesotans, Trump poll-on-poll is up 7 points while Biden is down 5 points, a 12-point GOP tightening. With 11 days until the election, Minnesota has now joined the ranks of key battleground states like Pennsylvania, Florida, Michigan, North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Arizona. The outcome in any one of these battleground states could determine whether Donald Trump or Joe Biden wins the 2020 presidential election.